So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tunein.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 14th day of January, Sunday, 2024. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and the title of my message this week was You Can Feel It in the Air. You can feel it in the air. Well, folks, signs everywhere you look. Signs are here, signs are there. People keep asking, is this the end times? Are we in the end times? And now everybody's writing a book and everybody's making a movie about whether we're in the end times. Well, there are two very diverse winds of change sweeping the globe. To get an accurate, and I mean absolutely accurate account of what lies ahead, we turn to the only absolute reliable source of information in existence, and that's God's Word, the King James Bible, right here, which is literally a pre-recorded account of history. Right here in this book, it tells us what's happened in the past, it tells us what's happening right now, and it tells us what the future accurately, perfectly accurate, as it prophesizes the future will, again, materialize exactly the way the Bible said. And it's the only perfectly accurate source of information, and the only absolute complete source of information that man needs. Why? Well, it was given to us from God himself. And so here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 9, the Apostle Paul is talking about what was still far in the future, and but here, you know, and he's referring to the drastic decline of morality. And here now we read that we are here, with that future, that drastic decline of morality that the Apostle Paul was speaking of is here now today. And so I want to read, starting in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times should come." Now, again, the last days the Apostle Paul was referring to, these days we're living in now, in a futuristic way. Now, here, in the other places in Scripture, except for in Peter, it refers to the end times or later days. It refers to later times or future times, but here it's specific. It talks about the last days, the last days. This is the time closest to the return or for the rapture of the church and, of course, the return of our Lord. And then it goes on to say, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Boy, do we have that today. I mean, think about that. Today, there are so many out there that literally, well, they worship themselves over God. When we think about this, lovers of their own selves, have we ever known such a time as today when people are so full of themselves? When you think about it, remember Barack Obama? I am that I am. I am that I am. I am the one that you've been waiting for. I am the one that I've been waiting for. Remember, well, as far as arrogance goes, Bill and Hillary, need I say more? And I'm going to tell you, old Hillary could be in some big, big trouble because a lot of this satanic activity that was involved in Epstein's Island, but also Epstein's Ranch out in New Mexico, it looks like Hillary has a whole lot to do with that. And also, folks, in those hard drives that she burnt, all of the what was on her laptop, all of those emails and everything she got rid of, there's a lot of investigation into her connection out there today with this child sex trafficking. And so here now, what about that Jamie Raskin, the communist congressman, the communist, I mean, this fella is just like he's taking lying to a whole, an arrogance and lying to a whole new level. And today, you got Hunter and Joe Biden out there. You talk about, again, for men to be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And so here, today, there has never been a time in my lifetime when there was such a low regard for the divine institution today, marriage and the family. And so, again, let's go. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. And so, he's talking about two things there, okay? First of all, the so-called sexual revolution, and when it talks about fierce despisers of those that are good, they're talking about Christians. They're talking about Christians. And again, the hatred towards Christians and Jews is never been as high as it is today in the world. You have marches going all around the world here. When you had a couple weeks back, you had these selfish, overprivileged, spoiled, when it talks about these college kids. Unbelievable how spoiled, how overprivileged they are, taking nativity scenes and splashing what appears to be blood on nativity scenes, and shouting from the river to the sea, talking about the total elimination of the nation of Israel. And so now there's been formed an unholy alliance. And that unholy alliance is between the cultural Marxists, which these students at Harvard and Yale and Stanford, these students that have been, again, indoctrinated into cultural Marxism, which is really Satanism. And so they hate God. Their gods are themselves in the environment. These They worship and listen to these environmental gurus. But they formed this unholy alliance, again, with the nation of Israel. And these Imans have been coming out lately, stating boldly that every last Jew on the planet will be eliminated. They will eliminate every last Jew on the planet. So here we're seeing this at a time. And by the way, again, I'll probably mention this several times during the message tonight, but this is the first time in all of history when every single nation has turned on Israel. You say, now, wait a minute. The United States, no. Above board, the United States appears to be the ally, Joe Obama, Biden. By the way, I want you to remind you folks out there that the White House, the aides in the White House, had a protest. They had a protest. And they were protesting Joe Obama Biden's so-called appearance to support Israel, his stand on supporting Israel. Again, you had a protest within the White House by the aides, presidential aides, for supporting Israel. Now remember, that's for public consumption. Remember all of that money, $6 billion, that he released to Iran? Folks, where do you think that Iran could do with $6 billion? Do you think they could really arm Hamas to the teeth? I think so. Okay. So, in appearance, he's supporting Israel, but his heart is really with Hamas and the Muslims, the communists and the Muslims out there today. And so here, in verse 4, we talk about traitors, hating, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And again, that's the so-called sexual revolution. Even if we go back in the 1960s, I remember all too well with the Jane Fondas and the John Kerrys and the Jerry Rubins and the Bill and Hillary Clintons, even back then with their anti-America protest, did we see such unthankful and unholy young people who want to totally eliminate the entire nation of Israel? Now, again, they're being led today. They are being led today by that very same demonic spirit that controlled Pharaoh, controlled Haman. Remember, Pharaoh wanted to kill off all the Hebrew boys, babies. Haman wanted to kill off all of Israel. He wanted to eliminate all of Israel. And, of course, Herod, too, wanted to eliminate all of the male babies. Hitler wanted to eliminate all Jews, period. And so it goes on and on. And that the very same spirit is what's being promoted. Now, there's a lot more satanic activity. And I mean, folks, this is what we've been telling you about for a long time. Tonight in our church, we showed a video, The Silent Cry. And this had to do with child sex trafficking. Child sex trafficking. And it has to do with the United States government. Our government is the world's largest sex trafficker. Because within that government structure, in high places, so many people in high places are involved up to their eyeballs. Now, we've been telling you here on this radio program for a long time about how the Democratic Party is flush with pedophilia. This is why the ACLU is pushing so hard. The ACLU is pushing so hard to try to legalize pedophilia. We've told you before. It's very clear they're doing it right out in the open. And we've told you from the beginning of this that Joe Obama Biden's orders from those that are controlling him are to keep the borders open keep, you know, say one thing but do another. Deny that you're doing what you're doing, even though people are watching, even though people are seeing thousands and hundreds of thousands of people across. Use your lockstep media, the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. Use them to try to convince the people that they're not really seeing what they're seeing. They're really, even though they're seeing all of these hundreds of thousands of illegals coming across, that's really not happening. But his orders were to keep the border open. Remember, you still have the depopulation global agenda, the World Health Organization, NATO, you still have that agenda to depopulate planet Earth. And they're doing that. Keep the fentanyl coming in. Keep the fentanyl coming in. Keep a steady stream of people dying. But at all costs, keep a steady flow of children to satisfy. And folks, it goes beyond just sex trafficking. And we told you this. If you remember, years ago, we were telling you how there's things that are happening right now that we can't even tell you about, because if we did, you won't believe us. And you'd wonder why. Why are you the only ones talking about that? Well, we tried to explain it back then, but now we're not the only ones talking about it. But anyhow, all of these things that we're saying right now are, again, let me go back and read verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous. By the way, that word perilous is the same word we use for fierce. Fierce time shall come. And so here you're seeing the sign. This is the biggest sign right out, right in your face. The total lack of morality that we're seeing. Now, in a very, very large part today, when we see this total lack of morality. Well, let me go here to verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. He's talking about apostate preachers, but this could also apply to government officials, people who having a power, but for example, the apostates out there, Warren, Olstein, Jakes, Copeland, White. Remember, folks, how God's Word in the Bible teaches very clearly that we are to place up our crowns in heaven. Place up our crowns in heaven. Work hard. These people teach, no, do it now. Olstein says, live the good life now. Jake says, get your stuff now. This heaven is not in the picture. Heaven's not even in the picture. What's in the picture, what they say with a big smile and a positive. In other words, don't worry about what is taking place. You don't have to worry about being a doer of the word. All you have to do is look. Is find out what God has for you. In fact, I couldn't believe it. Well, I guess again, Kenneth Copeland one day held up the Bible and said, you can take this book and you can make God turn loose of all those material things. In other words, he held up the Bible and says, you can extort from God. You can use God's word against him to make him deliver to you all of those material things that you want. Folks, that's greed. That's absolute greed, okay? And that's absolute apostasy. Now, he goes on when he talks about having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden away with diverse lusts. Now, the houses he's referring to are church houses. Church houses he's referring to. And these silly women here, laden with sin, what the apostle is trying to tell you there is, these are women who do that They do the things which they were never, never created by God to do, their behavior. Now, we have this happening today in a major way, just unlike it's ever been here. Again, in a very large part, the young women have lost their natural affection for their unborn child today, and they're abandoning, even they're abandoning in larger numbers their children and husbands. It used to be years ago, it was always the man usually that would abandon. Now it's just the opposite. And here, again, they have what they call this thing that is trending. They refer to it as open marriages. And why are you saying, well, doesn't this affect men too? Yeah, it does. But mostly this is being pushed now, this thing, this open marriages by the women. And a lot of it has to do with these so-called smartphones that they have and these iPads that they have. It's given them what they feel as this source of power. And you'll notice something where some of these women they'll snap at their husbands if their husbands look and see what's on their phone. That's their privacy. Now, I got news for those women. Their husband has not only the right to see what's on their phone, but he has the obligation to see what's on their phone as the head of that house and to make sure she is behaving herself. And by the same way, folks, same token, the wife has the right, too, to see whatever's on her husband's phone. When they became married, in the eyes of God, they became one. So they're not supposed to have any secrets from each other in that marriage. They took wedding vows. Now, here, the interesting thing, too, now is we showed this in a class today. You go to just about any beach out there today, and you've got women that are almost naked. Now, I'm not talking about just the young pretty ones, okay? I'm not talking about just the young pretty ones. They're wearing, what do they call it? They're just about naked. For the bottom, they're showing their whole behind. And, folks, they're showing a lot of cleavage. But it's not just the young pretty ones. I'm telling you, you got some women out there my age that are running around. And I got news for it's not pretty, you know. Your body changes, gals, and it's not a pretty thing, okay? I think I'd look better in a bikini than some of those women that we were watching today, just as showing here what has happened on those beaches. So when you notice that their husbands, when they interview their husbands and ask them, does that bother you that your wives are dressing this way? Most of them say, no, I don't really care for it, but what do? I'm outnumbered. You tell them. They say, well, everybody else is allowed to do it. It's what's trending. And that's what's happening, too, now with this thing on marriage, this open marriage thing. Folks, listen. God meant exactly what he said. When he said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And I can tell you this, when you open your marriage, well, you're about 90% or more guaranteed a divorce. And the second shortest passage in Scripture verse, God hates divorce. And so here, what we're seeing too, this push to legalize prostitution. Not only is the ACLU pushing hard to legalize pedophilia, and this is satanic, believe me, this is satanic, what I'm telling you. But they want also, they want to legalize, and they want to do it in federal laws for prostitution, like they did with baby killing with Roe v. Wade. And here, let me, I'll guarantee you this. Some of these World and National Council of Churches, United Church of Antichrist, the Episcopal, some of the Methodists, and some of the liberal Lutheran, these churches, if they were to legalize prostitution federal, many of those women, just like they did when they legalized abortion, they said, well, it's legal now, so it's not a sin. No, that's not what God's Word, the Bible, teaches, okay? Something can be legal but not lawful, believe me, and a lot of it is. And so you would see, if they legalize prostitution, a number of these women that work at the church, the so-called church, these apostate, these liberal churches, during the day become prostitutes at night. You would see that because they embrace, if it's a sin, they'll embrace it. If it's a sin, they'll embrace it, whether it's abortion, whether it's euthanasia, whether it's fornication, whatever. And again, and they're talking about, the trending is now that a woman can have it all. She can have security of a marriage and family. She can have a career, and she can also have a variety of sexual partners. This is what they're teaching. And these young college girls, they're buying it because that's what they want to hear. And then they find out that after a while they become, well, they become soiled material. The guys don't want to marry them. They got to keep their past, and before they can find a husband, they have to try to hide their past, and when and these men find out about their past, they don't want to marry them. Then they're saying, well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. They don't understand. It's trending. Well, they do understand, folks. And so here, and by the way, what is their God? Have you listened to these people recently? Their gods, well, they're their own gods, but these climate change gurus, many of them almost worship these climate change gurus, folks. All of this stuff is happening. Again, all of these things are a sign of the end times that we've been referring to. As we go over to here, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, the reason is they're never learning the truth. They're never learning the truth. I want to go now over to Matthew chapter 24 and pick it up in Matthew chapter 24. But before I do that, I got to take, this is my third time preaching this. I got to wet my whistle. And boy, that felt good. I have some ice water here. And so in Matthew chapter 24, I want to pick it up in verse 4. And we read this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, when he was answering, they asked him the question. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall be these things, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, that word means the end of the age there. And here, Jesus answers them, and he says, take heed, again, his warning, especially urgent today, because there are so many, we have so many false Christs, so many false teachers out there, so many false prophets out there today. And he makes the point. And then he says here, for Many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Now you notice that they are coming and they're saying, I am the Christ. The Christ means Messiah, the Savior, the Deliverer. And they're not using the word Jesus. Although, actually, there were a couple that actually did that, referred to themselves as Jesus. If you remember, well, maybe you don't, about 10 years ago, you had this fellow came from South America. He started out in Florida. He was making the rounds, going to all the liberal apostate churches. He actually had 666 tattooed on his forehead. He called himself Jesus Christ. He had two whores with him, the very, very slightly dressed, I mean, women. One would be on each side of him, on each arm. And he was actually going to these apostate churches. And he was actually preaching that he died 2,000 years ago. He suffered like no man had ever suffered. Suffered far beyond his ability to explain to people. And he did that. He suffered and he died upon the cross so that we could live any way we want. So that we could live any way we want. That we didn't have any laws to abide by. This is what he was preaching. Now, ask yourself this. Is this the message that those in the apostate, liberal apostate church, is that what they want to hear? Those that embrace everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. Isn't that exactly the message they would want to hear? And so here, he goes on to say, and by the way, again, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. That means God's. Remember, we referred to Obama. Remember when Obama said, I am the one that you've been waiting for. I am the one that I've been waiting for. Remember when Oprah says, I am the source of my salvation. Remember when George Soros said that I am a God. I am a God. And Bill Gates. Remember when Klaus Schwab confessed to being a God. And Kenneth Copeland said that he was a little God. And remember, of all of them, Jesse Duplantis, folks, this is the topper of all, Jesse Duplantis. I heard him say that God, occasionally God will call upon him for advice. I'm not kidding you. So Jesse's putting himself smarter than God, folks, right? What is it that Jesse knows that God needs to know? But then you have these women saying, gee, Jesse, what kind of advice is he asking for, right? And then you have here, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, here he's being specific because he's going to be talking about a time of sorrows here. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Let me ask you a question. Are we hearing a lot about wars? Every single day in the news, in fact, right here, articles, did Israel just guarantee World War III? All day long, folks, weakness will get you into war a lot quicker than strength. Weakness will get you into war a lot quicker than strength. And people don't understand. This is the only time in history when every nation, again, has turned against the nation of Israel. Now you say, wait a minute, the United States is supporting her. Well, on the surface, we appear to be supporting her. We mentioned this earlier, folks. This is a serious thing, that in Obama's White House, all of those at the age that work in the White House, they had a protest. They were supporting Hamas. Do you hear what I'm telling you? The Biden White House and much of the so-called Democratic Communist Party Congress supports Hamas over Israel. And so, in fact, Tlaib and some of the others, they don't believe that Israel even has the right to exist. And so here, when they talk about Israel too, also they're referring to Christians. Why? Well, when he goes on to say, by the way, when he says there will be famines and pestilence, famine is greater today in the world than it's ever been. But, you know, here, the vast majority of people are clueless. They don't realize that. But famine is greater because it's really not newsworthy. It's not what the fake news media would consider to be a good narrative. No. Here, we're being bombarded with pestilence like COVID. And if you missed Friday night's radio program, tune in Monday. Well, tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock because we have four scientists on there that explaining what is affecting all of these people across our country with this pestilence, which is a bioweapon. And they explain to you on that tomorrow, 3 p.m. Tune in at whatever station you listen to us on tomorrow, 3 p.m. And here, well, I guess that's really just in Ohio. You'll hear if you miss Friday night's. If not, go up on the internet and the podcast and pull down the entire Friday night's radio program, and especially the second hour. Now, he says this. These are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows is another that's also referred to as the birth pangs. These are the birth pangs out there. Here. Today, just in 2019, the average lifespan of a man in America was 76 years in 2013. Today, it's 73. We've lost. Why? Been hit with COVID and these kill shots. They're shortening the lives of people. They're not telling you how many people have died because of these so-called these kill shots out there. And, you know, again, right now there's another created bioweapon being spread upon the people to continue. Remember what Bill Gates said, that as long as it's planned and the people are told in advance, genocide is okay. It's when you try to surprise them. So as long as you tell them, hey, guess what? We're going to kill you off. Now, remember, we told you over 3 years ago, Bill Gates had planned on seeding the skies to try to block out the sunlight. And he spent billions, and they've been doing that. Have you noticed that we don't have nearly the sunlight we had just a few years ago? Everybody thought, well, that's just a bunch of talk. I mean, surely the government won't allow that. Folks, the government is not on our side. The government is not on our side. They're a part of the World Depopulation Center. By the way, remember we told you, and it came out now, what we told you is about how Pfizer and Johnson and all of these drug companies, they were reporting directly to the Pentagon. That's why the Pentagon could do things, bring these back without being tested, without following the normal rules put out by the FDA and the CDC, because the Pentagon, the military, has immunity from that. And that's what's taking place. So now you have over 200-something pilots, military pilots today that are suing Austin, and they're going after the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, and they should be. But then I hear you have several thousand former servicemen, those that did take the shot and got sick, those that were thrown out, that lost their career, and now they're referring, or they're trying to, they're offering them $50,000 just to come back as a sign-up bonus. But guess what? They can't get any white, young white men. Young white men are not joining. Why do you think that is? Well, it was their policy, their anti-white man policy that they had. So what are we? Why are we talking about all this? All of these things are a sign of the last days, okay? And he says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, right now today, you just had recently Imans coming out, again, stating that they are going to eliminate every Jew, and that they teach their children, look, there's a Jew behind the rock. Kill the Jew, okay? You've got, again, these indoctrinated communist college students, Harvard, Yale, and the others, who are chanting from the river to the sea. In other words, eliminate all Jews. You had them going through bringing out nativity scenes just a few weeks back and pouring blood all over nativity scenes as mocking the birth of Christ, mocking Christian. And so here he goes on to say, and by the way, there's only two nations that are named for his namesake. That's our two peoples. That's the Christians and the Jews, the Christians and the Jews. And then, shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. Let me tell you what it is that has divided more families than anything else. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword, to set father against son, brother against father. Here, because, folks, he's talking very clearly about those that the righteous can have nothing to do with the unrighteous. That, again, so your siblings, if you have a family, it would be a church family. But once you become saved, the saved and the unsaved cannot be unequally yoked together. And that is, well, broken up so many families, just like the Lord said it would. Now, let me tell you something. God is totally a just God. He is totally a holy God. God is, again, merciful and mighty. Everybody has the opportunity. Everyone has an ample opportunity to repent of their sin and to receive eternal life. Now, if they turn that down, God's offer of eternal life, well, folks, it's on them. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. We see that happening today. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We see that happening, and I've noticed myself, we've witnessed several adult children that have their own families have denied the grandparents who refused to take the kill shot, access to their own grandchildren. Folks, that is unbelievable. The grandparents know better. They understand. And so, by the way, you notice that lately that they're complaining, the CDC is complaining that less than 38% of the people will receive the new so-called flu shot, which is, again, it's just another depopulation. And they say they don't understand why people don't trust the drug companies and why they don't trust the government. Well, why do you think that is, huh? Over 17 million people have died from that so-called COVID shot vaccine when it's not a vaccine at all. Again, it is a bioweapon. But he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. Now, this is interesting, folks. Endure unto the end. This is the truly saved are those who endure whatever suffering and persecution the Lord allows them to come their way without giving up their professed faith and denying the Lord. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. Absolutely right. And so here, now during the tribulation period, and this, all of these things are happening as you go into now the tribulation period, those that have heard the gospel message prior to the start of the tribulation period and will have so many of them, if they didn't really understand it, they'll have an opportunity during the tribulation period, but the persecution will be tremendous. And so, but those that have heard it and received Christ will be taken out in the rapture. The Bible is very, very clear that the church will not go through the wrath of God. Now, I want to go over very quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and start in verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. See, this is why the opposition out there, the unsaved, the heathen, the Democrats, they know something's very, very wrong. They know, and you talk to them, and they know something is big. They can feel it in the air, too. But they're biblically illiterate. They don't understand. To them, whenever they quote the Bible, they just parrot something that so many of them have heard somebody else say. They really don't understand the Word of God, and those that maybe might understand it don't believe it. Okay. And so here, but now, God is talking about if you're truly saved, we have the gospel is heavenly wisdom is what the gospel is. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now here, true wisdom is centered in Christ, existing in the heart of God before the world even began. Doth not wisdom cry, it says in this Psalms and Proverbs. The Lord possessed me in the reins. What does he say? In the beginning, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from beginning to the ever the earth was. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. Proverbs 8:1. Now listen here. When he says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Think about this. If Pontius Pilate actually understood and knew who Jesus was, the God of creation, do you think he would have had him crucified? If Herod had known who he actually was, well, why didn't they know? The information was given to them. Pontius Pilate looked Jesus in the eye and said, "What is the truth?" And Jesus, the truth was standing right before him. And Jesus explained to him that his kingdom, oh yeah, he is the king of the Jews, but his kingdom was not of this world. Okay, his kingdom, you know, is a kingdom coming. But he didn't understand. Had he understood, do you think he would have crucified? I don't think so. Because if he understood who he really was, he would understand that someday he'll be on his knees before him in judgment. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. The reference from here actually comes from Isaiah 64, verse 4. The Paul has interpreted, waiteth for him as loving him. The glories of the new heavens and the new earth, folks. He goes on to say, but as it is written, well, no, he goes on to say, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Here, some of them, these glories have been revealed to us. Now, remember what Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, when he talks about when the angel told Daniel to seal up the book, okay, until the end times. Well, that book is being unsealed daily now. And this is what we have right here in the Word of God. This, what I'm reading to you, is the unsealing of that book. But the vast majority of people out there are clueless to that. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You know, Paul claims here that the teachings are not really his, but God's, for the very words that are taught by the Holy Spirit. In other words, this is a very, very clear claim to divine verbal inspiration of Paul's own epistles. And this would not be the only place where that takes place. He goes on to say, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, but of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So many times you hear people, they get so confused, they they misunderstand things in the Bible. They laugh and they mock. They talk about, I don't believe there is a devil. And you hear these fools, and you know, again, today, some of these so-called, these evolutionary teachers teach evolution. They are fools. Who says they're fools? God says they're fools. Now, folks, let me tell you something, too. Think that you can have a creation without a creator is mathematically, and mathematics is supposed to be an absolute science, but it's mathematically impossible to have a creation without a creator. No one has ever seen a creation that didn't have a creator. Okay. Now, there is no other explanation in existence of history from the very beginning than right here in front of me, God's Word, the King James Bible. Well, first of all, it speaks with absolute authority. Why? Well, God was there in the beginning. He was there in the beginning, right? It speaks with absolute power. And now here he goes on to say, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. You say, wait a minute, Pastor, it seems like the world's judging us all the time. Well, they're attempting to judge us, but their judgment means nothing. It's hollow. It has no weight. Only God's word. Now, we will be judging them, okay? For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, listen to this. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But let me go back one more verse. But he that is spiritual judges all things. How many times have you heard people say, "Now," and they quote this because, especially if they're guilty of a sin, judge not lest you be judged, right? Well, they don't understand. If you go ahead and read the rest of that, the Lord says, well, but when you judge, judge with righteous judgment. In other words, don't hold others up to a higher standard than yourself, but they don't know that. They're just parroting sound bites that they've heard. But here it says that we judge everything. We're to judge everything. We're going to be judging angels. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. There you go, folks. This is God's word, the Bible. I hope that you have called upon the name of the Lord. I hope that if you're listening to me tonight out there, that you've received Christ as your Savior. If not, this would be the perfect time to do it tonight, because when the preacher gives an invitation, he's just a messenger. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 and read it. The Bible says very clearly, Jesus made it clear, you pray to the Father, in the name of the Son, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, placing him first. And God will always honor that commitment. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You've got God's word on that. Now, nothing is more sure than the word of God. Never has been, never would be. And so we're out of time for tonight. So as we get to this time, well, actually, I want to take a swig of water because I'm... How much time do I have, Ken?
A little over a minute.
Okay. Folks, again, I hope that you will make that decision. Also, Pledge Week coming up next week. So starting tomorrow... So keep us in prayer. This pledge week is a very important pledge week for us. And as we get to this point every night, we always do the same things. We always start with God bless. We always say God bless. And I want to thank all of you out there for all of those wonderful get well cards that you sent me. It's been tough. It's really, this stuff going around has been tough. And all the nice phone calls. Well, I want to say good night. We want to say God bless all of you. Thank you again. And always, always, and I do mean always, as we do it here, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
The McDonald's Acel National Scholarship Program has helped shape the stories of over 17,000 Hispanic students, with more than $33 million in scholarship funds awarded. This is a story about generations of scholars who showed the doubters que podemos hacer más, because it's understood that an education for one becomes the North Star for those who follow. This is a story about progress, and the next chapter is yours to write. Apply for your scholarship at mcdonalds.com/acer.